I'm Daryl. It is Tuesday night, and every Tuesday we do the cringe list. Somebody steps up and gives us the cringiest story that they have got, and we feast on it. Okay, Vicky's on the phone right now. Vicky, you are on the cringe list. Go for it.
So my cringe story is, this one day I decided to drive to work, because I don't normally drive to work, but because I was going out after work, I took my car so I could get straight in it and go straight out. I finished work, went home, and I'm looking outside the house thinking, where is my car? So I looked on the next street thinking, oh, I must have parked there, because I do normally park the next street because it's that busy. I ended up then having to report it as stolen because I thought, I can't find my car. So I was really frantic at this point, thinking, oh my God, my car's been stolen. Rang the police, running through everything. Obviously went through all the details where it was last seen, and then got a phone call off the police to say it's been found in the works car park, wherever the Victorian left it, because it's driven to work. It was so embarrassing, so I was trying to explain to the police that I'd actually like drove my car to work, and I'd actually walked home and like left my car at work.
Oh, Vicky, were they alright, or were you getting into trouble?
No, they did laugh about it. Just said it was like, it was like slightly wasting police time, but obviously they do realise it was a bit of...
I just love that you've very nearly got arrested for wasting police time, Vicky.
Yeah, near enough, yeah. Thankfully I didn't, but yeah.
Well, it's come good. It's made a great cringe list story. Vicky, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Bye. After 8 o'clock tonight, you, me and the script are hanging out. The boys